Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time. That's that new math, Max. You're not, but welcome to School Talk. You're on the air once again for September the 3rd, 2021. I got my main producer, my poster, those that pushing the Madden button. Good morning, Max. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Glad to see you, Max.
Glad to see you, too.
Your shirt. I got a shirt, but my shirt's a little bit different than your shirt.
Yep.
But we both got on shirts.
Yep, our WBDG swag.
You know what that means? We got WBDG swag going on. That means it's Friday. I mean, Friday, the eagle flies, I get paid. No, I don't. I feel blessed. That was that last song. Who was the song by we just heard? That
last song. It was called Blessings by Big Sean and Drake.
I like that. I like the. Can I sing it?
Yeah, you can.
I can sing it.
Yes, you can.
I better not sing.
Can I sing it?
Because I was singing, I'll mess it up. That probably hurt the ratings. They'll probably go down on the ratings and everything. But don't let man sing that song again. But anyway, we're School Talk here. It's September 3rd, 2021. It's what we call a smorgasbord. That means I'm going to be all over the place like a brand new driver with a driver's license. All over the place. So before, right, Max, weekend, what you going to do?
So I'm just going to actually have this weekend off because the next 2 weekends I got soccer games. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to probably watch some college football on Saturday.
You know,
and off, Sunday, who knows?
Off time is good.
It is. I'm very happy about it.
It gives you the opportunity to reflect, rest your brain cells. And those body cells to rejuvenate. And then when the time comes when you can get things done, you got the energy to move from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got the energy to move to point A to point B, then getting to point C or A, B, Z, is impossible. And see, that's what I say when I say don't do drugs.
Uh-oh.
That didn't make no sense. But anyway... But anyway, yeah, so I'm glad you're going to rejuvenate, rest a little bit, and rest. That's really important for your body. We got a lot of things going on in school today, a lot of things happening outside today, so we're going to talk about that and some more things. Before I get to my stuff and my shenanigans, little thing we call the...
St. Joe's Fall Festival.
Woo!
Is Friday, Saturday at 5 to 11 p.m., and this Sunday from 3 to 11 p.m., that's 1401 Mickley Avenue. There's rides, food, and fun.
Wow.
We also got the Claremont Lions Club breakfast Saturday, 8 to 11:30 a.m. at the Claremont Lions Club Park. That's 3201 Tansel Road. Inside, Ben Davis Football is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. live with our podcast on Audio Boom.
Woo.
And then the football team, Pike, travels to Ben Davis tonight. At 7 p.m., you can listen to it right here on these giant 90.9.
Pike gonna lose.
Our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Search WBDGFM, and we're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Our social media is at Giant WBDG Indie, except for TikTok, which is at Giant 90.9. And School Talk airs live Fridays at 7:30 a.m. with replays Sundays at 2 p.m.
Awesome. We call that thing. Woo! Man, a lot going on in the big boy. A lot going on outside of school today, man.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing we're outside, too, interacting with all the folks for the Area 31. What is that thing out there?
I believe it's the Area 31 Partnership Day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, a lot of partners out there today that we usually intertwine with. So we're not out there today, but they're out there. So hats off to all the vendors, all the sponsors, all the folks outside. partnership with Area 31, because it's an awesome partnership when you partner with our young people. You are enhancing their future with knowledge of today. Because one thing I do know when you find out all the things that you can do when you get out of high school, and you find out why you're in high school, that makes it much, much easier than waiting until you get out of high school and then you go, what am I going to do? You know, it's out of school, I'm almost out of the house, I'm definitely out of money. What am I going to do? But the partnership shows you a lot of opportunities, a lot of areas to go into. That is so huge. What are you going to do when you get out of high school?
So I plan to go to college, get a communications degree, and then do some job in like sports broadcasting
somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
somewhere in the world.
Yeah. Warm climate?
I don't really actually have a preference of where to go, but I would like a warm climate. That would be nice.
Okay. But if that phone rings and you're in Alaska,
oh, I'd go up there.
And the numbers are right. No, that's the physical, the financial numbers, y'all, not the temperature numbers.
Oh, no, they're never going to be right in Alaska. It's too cold.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though. Man, it's to see what's out there in the world is so much. It's so much out there. And if you think Indianapolis is the center of the universe, it is not. I just came back from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a week in Hawaii. Man, it was, like, beautiful. And so, you know, that's like I said, I'm all over the place today. So the pictures that we took, I went there for my daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
So the pictures that we took, they looked like old school Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what Photoshop is?
Yes, I do.
All right. And you know what a green screen is?
Mm-hmm.
When the backgrounds are generated.
Yeah.
The backgrounds look so unreal, but they were real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it just takes your breath away because you can't imagine that something could be that beautiful and be real, not generated on a computer, not generated with any type of technology. It's just God's grace, man. It is so beautiful in Hawaii. So if I wanted to go get another job, I would go get a job with the Hawaii Tourist Organization Company or something and promote Hawaii, Honolulu, and the botanical gardens there in the all day long. It's so beautiful. But anyway, I do want to talk about some stuff with things, Max.
Okay.
And we're all over the place, so we can just throw things out there. We're both wearing masks.
We are, yes.
So we're kind of muffled. We sound muffled on the airways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a little tagline. My little tagline says, you are entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's got an opinion.
Yes.
On masks.
Uh-huh.
You know, why we shouldn't wear masks and why we should and the makeup of the mask and if they protect this, what gets through the mask. And everybody's got an opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And then I was dealing with some facts. And some of the facts I was dealing with when Kamak was going talking, going, you know, doing some research through the CDC, and the fact is, masks, they work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they actually work, and they limit the spread of germs from one person to another by blocking potential virus particles from entering the air. Now, here's another freaky part about the mask. I didn't get a cold this year. I didn't catch a cold.
Nor did I.
I mean, I didn't catch a cold this year. I haven't had a cold. I didn't catch a cold last year. I mean, I haven't caught a cold, and I haven't had a flu shot. Now, I should have got one, but yeah. I haven't had a flu shot. But I didn't catch a cold because I'm wearing a mask,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it because I'm wearing a mask.
I agree.
Because it spreads the limit of germs from one person to another. They also CDC also talks about how they also help protect the person wearing the mask, because a mask can help block that person from breathing in potential viruses particles in the air. For masks to work best, students, teachers, and staff need to wear well-fitting masks consistently and correctly. Nothing worse than you got a mask and it's around the chin.
Yeah.
You got the mask on, but it's around the chin like it's a goatee.
Yeah.
Or a fashion statement. You know, that's some good-looking mask out there. but you got to wear them right for them to work right.
Exactly.
And so I did some research, you know, and got some facts, and I got some things. And I got some things that just don't, you know, in the world,
it don't make no sense.
And sometimes no in sense. Some worlds, it's like, it's just really don't make no sense. And so I want to go over some of the things that don't make the most sense. And the intro sounds like something like this.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Okay. This is Emerson talking. It's just me talking, and I got a crazy with a Q type question. We are wearing masks. Everybody's in the school is wearing the mask. But what makes it news is because people are fighting over wearing a mask. Okay. You see, I'm making this up. Okay, this is fake news. I'm off my rocker. I haven't had enough coffee.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I just went back and looked at some of the headlines, and July 15, 2021. This is really sad. A pandemic frontline worker was killed in fights over masks.
That is not okay.
Over masks. So another headline here. This is July 21st, 2020. It's crazier too. August 13th, 2021. Out there in California. A father injures a teacher after arguing about masks. Injures a teacher over arguing about something that's going to save your child's life and a teacher or staff person's life. I'm missing something here. Okay. August 12th, 2021. It's not old news.
No, it's not.
Mask fight rips Georgia schools as hospitals repeat the warnings. Fights over masks in schools continue to tear at Georgia communities. This is Atlanta, Georgia, August 12th, 2021, APnews.com. It's not Emerson News. I'm not.
No, it's not EmersonNews.com.
I'm just making this stuff up. August 13th, 2021, teacher hospitalized after a parent allegedly attacked the teacher. A verbal argument over the use, U-S-E, not in U-S-A, the use a face mask.
It don't make no sense.
Deputies break up physical fights at Lee School's headquarters. This is out there, out west. And alcohol and fights over masks at FAA. And the list goes on and on and on. But the news, here's the real news.
Yeah.
It masks work.
They do.
Okay, I got a crazy question.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to go to something else. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay with it. I still got a crazy question.
All right.
Here's my question.
Let's go.
All right, here's my question. And I want you to put on a fathery hat.
We're going to
bypass college, and now you're a papa.
Let's go.
You're
Lil Max.
Yeah. Looking after your family and everything, and you want the best for your kids. But for some reason, you got a problem with mandatory masks wearing at your school. Come on, Papa, what's wrong?
I don't want to wear these masks.
But, Papa, would you want a surgeon who's operating on your child not to wear a mask or wear a mask?
Wear a mask.
That don't make no sense. I mean, Yeah, that
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Why would a parent who objects to wearing this don't make no sense? You know, would if a parent objects to mandatory mask wearing in public schools, but normally allow a surgeon to perform life-saving surgery on a child without wearing a mask, would that work? Does that make any sense?
No, it does not. It really doesn't.
Okay. All right. We get in. You get in. You drive yet, Max?
I do drive. Yes.
You got a Cadillac?
No.
You got a Corvette?
No. I got an F-150 though.
Okay. Now, do you put on your seatbelt?
I do. Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want to get into a crash and fly through the window.
Now, if you had a child, would you put a seatbelt on your child?
For sure. Yeah.
Why? Ain't nobody around. You're gonna tell you. There's nobody staring over your shoulder saying, "Put this seatbelt on your child." Ain't a little voice gonna pop out of the glove box and say, "Max, you don't put on this seatbelt, I'm gonna pop your wrist. You don't put on this seatbelt, I'm gonna bite you." You know, no one's in your car telling you putting your child. Why would someone put your child in the car and put a seatbelt on them?
Well, it's to keep you safe.
Oh no, you can't do that. It's too simple. You know, people drive drunk.
Yes, and it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, I'm a former state trooper, and I've witnessed some things that you only see in a movie, and I still see these images, and so many times that even the drunk driver don't even get hurt, or gets minimal damages to his car and gets minor injuries, but he kills someone, an innocent person, or innocent third party. And it don't make no sense. Yeah, but
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
But that's what I'm talking about. Some things that just don't make no sense. And that don't and take me out of that, because that really don't make.
And this has been another edition of.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I hate wearing a mask.
I do too.
I mean, I really do. It muffles your voice. And it does keep me getting the cold and getting sick. Yeah. So therefore, those are the benefits of it. And it keeps me safe from you and keeps you safe from me. And that's another thing. It keeps you safe from me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know my history.
I don't.
You don't know what kind of Kool-Aid I drank unless I got a clear glass with Kool-Aid in it. And you know it's red Kool-Aid or red Kool-Aid. But
red Kool-Aid's the best.
Yeah. I like that too. But you don't know me from a can of paint.
Mm-mm.
You know, and then, like, I come up on you, breathing all over you. How you doing? You know, you don't know where I've been and what I've been up to. And I'm putting all these germs on you. I'm infringing your, invading your space. But I'm on I could say I'm on a little mask rant.
Yeah.
Is that a word, mask rant? Mask rant.
I guess right now it is, yeah.
Mask rant. Like a little animal. I'm a little mask. I got a little pet mask rant. Mask rant. That don't make no sense either.
It don't.
Okay. Now, I did do some checking here in Wayne Township.
Okay.
And I want to find out, are we on the up and up as it pertains to, and we are on the up and up as it pertains to making sure that we do the best in Wayne Township for our kids. So you parents out there, I went online to the districtwayne.k12.insu website, and there's a hot button there called COVID-19 Dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on that dashboard. You can see what employees and staff and kids, number-wise, got COVID-19, how many are sick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It also has the MSD Wayne shares COVID-19 protocols for 2021-22 school year. What Wayne Township is doing.
Yes.
To keep our kids safe. The CDC has awesome guidelines as ideals and requirements and suggestions and guidance for schools to what to do. And as a parent, I encourage all you parents out there, if you want to know what your school is doing to keep your child safe, go onto the website here at Wayne, go to CDC and see what they're saying, compare the two, and you'll be surprised that Wayne is on top. Put the magic button. Yeah, Wayne is doing what he's supposed to do. And I'm so glad that I got cousins, little cousins and nieces going to Wayne Township School. When my kids graduated, now I got some other kinfolk still going. So I looked in the website and saw some of the things that we're doing. So I pulled that up here. If I can pull it up real quick, it's kind of interesting, Max. But they really got their stuff together, and that's the main thing. because the parents, Dr. Butts, and the staff have been really, and they involve a lot of people, not just somebody, one person in the room, going bonkers and saying, well, try this, let's try that. But yeah, the 2021 school year procedures, I mean, they're all on the website so y'all can see it. You know, it deals with indoor activities, outdoor activities, miscellaneous items, food services, transporting, say that three times, transporting students with a mask on, health screening, contact tracing, and quarantines. It deals with all that on the website. So it's there. That's just pretty impressive. So I advise you go into that and see what's going on with that, so you know that Wayne Township is doing the right thing. You know, and you'll know when you bring your kids to school. Ask your kids too. Students ain't gonna lie for you. Mm-mm. I mean, they ain't gonna lie for nobody else. They'll tell the truth. They'll let you know what's going on here at Ben Davis High School and everywhere else. You know, so. But I really encourage parents, don't fight this. Do the best thing for your young people. As it pertains to strategies, trying to keep your kids safe, because this virus is real.
It is.
It ain't going away.
Mm-mm.
And we should be in a better place than what we are now.
Yeah.
You know anybody, Max, that's been infected by it?
Not really as personally as others. Yeah. So no.
And I'm really glad to hear that, because down on your level, we don't want y'all to know. Had to have so much knowledge. Yeah, did. Now on the other side with us folks, you know, I've had my father-in-law's brother die from the virus. My neighbor two doors down, she died from the virus. My best friend died from the virus. My sister in Evansville had the virus. My sister in Terre Haute had the virus. My daughter in Terre Haute had the virus. My daughter in Indianapolis had the virus. So it's all around me.
Mm-hmm.
In my family circle. So I've seen it. I've seen the worst of it, and I've seen, and I don't want to say the best of it. I've seen maybe the less worst, because they got better. So I've seen it up close and personal. It is real. It's not fake. This virus is a killer, and it would take an old person out, a young person out, and like I said, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But not to your own facts. The fact is, it is killing young people too.
That is true.
And man, there's so much to do out there, Max.
There is.
So much places to go and visit. And then it's just, and life is already too short, in my opinion. And to have a virus come back and knock you out. So parents, I encourage you, you want to know what your school is doing to keep children safe, going to the school's website. You can go to the CDC guidance, and they'll give you some information at what schools should be doing as it pertains to keeping our kids safe, and we're doing them. We got strategies here at Wayne Township. We got strategies, and we're working these strategies, you know. And the kids, and I really not take my hat off to the kids that are wearing a mask, push the magic button for the students.
There we go.
Oh, man. You guys make this happen, because, you know, sometimes old folks can learn a lot from you young folks. I mean, we think we know everything. we think we got all the answers. But we can be wrong sometimes. And then when a young person, a young scholar, is showing the right way to do something, showing that maturity, doing things the right way, that speaks volumes. And then when your peers see you doing the right thing, that speaks volume also. And your friends should want to do the right thing, because your friends should want to be around for a long time, hanging with you, doing the things that y'all do. You know, because one of y'all mess up, then one of your friends might not be around.
Mm-mm.
That's kind of sad.
That is, yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be dealing with that. You know, I mean, it's weird too, because in this society where young people pass for many different reasons, gun violence, gangs, drugs, automobile accidents, so many young people die at a young age. Max, you know, when I was 18, only one person between when I was a kid till I was 18, I only had one person in my circle pass away.
Hmm.
And that was from a a swimming accident. And that was it. They got cramps. They were swimming in the pond. They got cramps and they drowned from swimming by themselves. But nobody got we have fights and stuff.
Yeah.
But no one got shot. No one got killed. No drive-bys. No drug-related shootings. No accidents. I had a pretty good child life. You know, we were P.O. Well, everybody was like us, so we didn't know we were Poe. Everybody was just like us. So it was pretty cool. But young people nowadays need to understand that, you know, you got so much power. If you do the right thing, other folks see it, they will follow your lead. So I'm pleading with young people out there all across the giant 90.9 airways. Wear your mask. Take your precautions. Be around for a long time. And if you got some old folks that don't seem to catch it, don't seem to understand what you're trying to do, just live by the example. Show them you ain't got to be all rude and stuff. You know, just show them by your actions that you doing the right thing, because masks do work. They do work. And for your parents out there, yes, your child should wear a mask here at school. Even if the school doesn't have a mandate, if they say you can wear one if you want to, but hopefully all schools like us, you must wear one. But even if you went to a school somewhere that for some reason they said, well, you can wear it if you want to, as a parent, I would say, yes, my child's going to wear it anyway, because they're around kids that they don't know where the kids go when they get out of school.
Mm-mm.
Anybody know where you go when you leave out of school?
My parents, but that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, if your friends know, they're probably stalking you. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. We're going down a deep rabbit hole today on Giant 90.9.
There we go. My friends are out in my bushes watching my every move. They copy my style. They're wearing my shoes. That's because you're a fashion trendsetter. No, I'm just kidding. But children, students, young scholars wear that mask. Because there's some crazy things going on with the virus, and I really, 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 really want you to be safe so you can be around and be 66 years old like me.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that's my rant today. It was a long rant.
It was,
but
it was an important one, though.
Yeah, you know, we're wearing masks. We're doing it. I mean, whether we want to or not, you know, and it is inconvenient, but it's a lifesaver.
It really, really is.
And I like lifesavers. Like, what color you like?
that is a long question.
It used to cost a nickel.
I wish they cost a nickel.
Lifesavers life to the lifesavers candy. That's pretty good.
that was a great transition. I applaud you.
Yeah, that was really crazy though. You know, that didn't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
But please don't be fighting over masks and stuff. Parents, please just do the right thing for your child, and for your students out there, you can be the example, and set the example and show folks how it's done. And it's in the Bible somewhere. They said a child will lead. And I want to get spiritual and start quoting Bible scriptures, but it is written in the Bible that a child will lead. So maybe you are that child who can lead your family. Not necessarily to the promised land, but lead your family to understanding that masks are good, masks are safe, masks lead to save lives, and let's go ahead and let's put our mask on properly and wear our mask. And also, if you're not doing nothing today, come on up to Ben Davis High School, because we got going on outside by the field,
yeah,
by the football field, the north end of the football field, I believe.
Yes, by the visiting team entrance.
Visiting team? Yeah, the loser teams. I didn't say that.
Whoa.
The visiting team's entrance. Well, we got a lot of vendors out there for a partnership day, and who are partnering with our young people here at Wayne Township here in Ben Davis High School, the light. So that's my rant. Now you know where you need to come today, and I'm going to get you back to your next class is going to be?
Radio.
You get another show yet? You get another show?
So we're going to be having a racing show every Monday now. So it's Accelerate to 90.9.
Okay. So I like that.
We're going to be talking NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula Woo! 1, and everything that goes fast.
Woo! Let me get, since Jeff Gordon is retired, since he ain't got nothing to do, you know, hometown Pittsburgh. He probably ain't living there, but he should come through and just talk to us about stuff.
You know? I think we should. That is what we need to do. I know Mr. Easter's listening. Yeah. Get Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, he ain't doing nothing. He can come on in and talk a little history. You know, anyway, so I'm going to get you back to class, and I'm going to go cut some grass. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And do remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the cat that's wearing the mask. And we all will do much better. The Views of Special School Talk, that's the Views of Mr. Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. They're my views and views of my guests. So see you next week on School Talk. Nothing to do today. Come on by Ben Davis High School for Area 31 Partnership Day. You just might learn something. Take you all the way. See you next week on School Talk.